诸位弟兄姊妹，大家晚安。
Good evening, everyone.
今天晚上我看到大家很高兴。
Tonight I'm very happy to see you here.
可见大家很勇敢啊。
Because all of you are very brave.
本来说晚上要考试啊。
Because I said yesterday that tonight we will have exam.
大家都有来出席啊。
And tonight all of you still come here.
晚上不考了，不考试了。
So that's why I canceled the exam tonight.
其实不是考试了，是一个测验而已。
Actually, it's not an exam, but a test, so-called test.
因为问答题啊，大家说很困难啊，很困难。
Because when everyone heard that it was a essay type question, and everyone said it's too difficult.
我昨天晚上啊，就改变为选择题了。
So last night I changed my mind and now make it a multiple choice.
是非题啊。
A true or false.
你只要打勾一二三四就好了。
You just cake and put 1, 2, 3, 4.
虽然不能考200分啊。
Even though you cannot get 200%.
可能啊，考100分可以啦。
Maybe it's easy to get 100%.
就是问题很简单啊。
Because the questions are very easy.
我们不讲究什么很深奥很高的成绩。
We don't test profound knowledge or mystery.
只不过呢，就是我们了解我们学习多少就好了。
Just to test, see how much we learn.
如果测验的时候就发下去了，那么我就练题目了。你认得一就写一，你认得对就打勾不对打叉，就只有这样。
And I will give you the exam paper and I will read out the question and whatever you think the answer is, you just put 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or true or false.
如果练完了。
So after I read it,
大家彼此交换彩分了，交换彩分。
And we'll exchange the paper and for marking.
马上结束，大家都知道自己多少分了。
And everyone will know how many marks he has.
这很简单嘛，
That is so easy.
所以这个只有测验的，没有什么了。
Because it's only a test, it's nothing.
因为我们要紧的就是有那个学习的精神就好了。
The more important is that we have a right attitude.
大家喜欢来学习就够了。
Everyone enjoy coming to here to learn.
我们也不是要什么成绩呢。
We not come here for the results.
有那个精神主耶稣记账就好了。
Have the spirit and Jesus will record that.
好，我们现在来看这个课本
So tonight let's continue.
就是说我们对内的工作
That is an internal work.
对内的实际去工作。
And the work internally.
对内的工作就是说要牧养要管理教会
That is being a good shepherd of the flock.
那么我们就是说应该就是要认识我们的羊群它的状况。
That is to know our sheep and know about the situation.
要确立我们领导的方针。
To establish a clear direction of leadership.
领导方针有三点。
And the 3 points under that.
第一个是领导信徒认识救主。
The first one is to guide the believers to know the Savior.
就建立信心。
To nurture their faith.
第二点。
Second point.
领导信徒做一个慈爱诚实的儿女。
And teach the member to be a children of the graceful and faithful God.
这个是建立德性。
And that is to cultivate their virtues.
第三点是教导信徒尽力爱主。
And the third point is teach believers to love the Lord.
就建立力量。
And is to build the strength.
那么我们一个教牧人要明白我们牧人的职责是什么。
So as a pastoral worker, we have to fully understand the responsibility.
这有八点。
And 8 points under that.
第一个，你就带羊牵出来，要走在羊的前头。
The first one is to walk before the flock.
第二个。
Second point.
你要把它带哪里去啊？
Where are you leading them to?
把羊群带到青草地上。
Lead them to the green pasture.
那么吃饭也要喝水有青草就要带到可安歇的这个水边。
When they eat, they need some water, so they leave the flock beside the still waters.
这个第三点
This is the third point.
那么第四个呢
？The fourth point.
你白天看顾，晚上要看顾啊。
You have to watch them day and night.
这不是只有吃草喝水就好了。
It's not only feeding or watering.
昼夜的看顾。
You have to watch over them day and night.
第五呢？
Fifth point.
你看顾的时候发现少了一只事实上要把它找寻找。
And when you look up at them, you discover one of them is lost and you have to go and find them out.
第六你再观察有生病的你就有病要医治。
And as you discover someone is sick, you have to heal them.
七个呢
And the seventh point.
那打架的那是没有规矩的不法的严禁。
For those who are fighting and unlawful, we have to rebuke them.
哦、第八呢
？Eight.
哎，你要关心、帮助他们的一切。
To care for them in all aspects.
啊，这个就是我们呢、啊、牧人呢、啊、应该有的职责。
This is the responsibility of a shepherd.
啊、哦，如果这五八点里头啊
，If under these eight points.
啊。那么他同样写八点
and、if you write down eight points
但你认为、这八点里面只有五点对哦五点对你再打五点、
well, for example if you, you are given eight possible answers and you only think five of them are correct so you just put a ticket
如果三点对你 你就写 三点而已、哦、
if only three are correct、嗯、then you just
同样写八点不见得八点通通对哦
You may have eight possible answers, but not necessarily mean that everything is right.
这个叫做选择题。
That is so-called multiple choice.
不要你去写啦，很简单啦。
Save your time on writing.
你会写一二三四就写，不会写你就哦，这个对打一个勾，这个对打一个勾。
All you need to know is one, two, three, four, and to take it in the right place.
啊，我昨天告诉大家说，百分之百要出来了。
And last night I talked about that, and 100% this eight point will come up.
很简单啊。
So easy.
啊，再来就讲一些熟练啊，推动工作的方法。
And let it be familiar with the means to carry out the work.
推动工作方法呢，就是台上跟台下。
That is work on the pulpit and work under the pulpit.
哦，台上就是讲道。
And on the pulpit, that means sermon.
啊，你要准充分的准备。
You have to prepare well.
台下呢
？Under the pulpit.
个别谈道。
And individual counseling,
个别造就
individual edifying,
或者为他祷告
pray for them,
就是做探访的工作去了解
to do the visitation and understand the sheep、
哦、所以、有时候在礼拜前礼拜后就做这些造就的工作
so before the weekly service and after the weekly service we have to do that、
啊、我们今天呢要讲到那个访问的工作
so tonight we'll continue to talk about the visitation、
哦、这个访问的工作、啊、非常重要
Invitation is so important.
所以昨天我们有看那个啊《使徒行传》二十章二十节。
Yesterday we look at Acts 20 verse 20.
哦，这个这一节圣经很好记啊。
This is a very
二十章二十节啊。
Easy to memorize verses.
20:20. 保罗啊，他说啊，对信徒有益的呢，每一件都要讲。
Paul said, for those things that is edifying to the members, he teach them all.
无论是众人面前、啊、集中的造就，或者说个人家里、啊、他都要教导。
Not only they, he teach them publicly, but also from house to house.、
啊、所以好像我们教牧人好像一个医生啊。
So he's just like a doctor.
有时候是单独的、啊、诊查。
Sometimes it's individual、counseling.
这个药方呢不是说十个人都同样的药方啊。
He would not give the same prescription for 10 different patients.
你说每一个人的需求，每一个人啊，这个就病症不一样。
Everyone needs is different.
哦，所以如果没有去啊探访个别谈啊，你不知道他需要什么。
If you do not visit them individually, you will not know what they need.
啊，所以有时候借着这个台下啊，个别谈啊，这个几句话。
And under the pulpit, you may just say a few words.
你也许会、啊、了解一点。
You may have more understanding.、
啊、所以有时候呢，要到家里面呢、啊、坐一坐，谈一谈，看看才晓得。
So sometimes you have to go to their home and visit them.
才有办法呢啊，这个能够了解啊，这个信徒啊啊，他每一个家的状况。
And that's the way to understand their situation.
所以这个访问的目的在哪里
？So what is the purpose of visitation?
访问不是说要在制造啊这个纷争。
Visitation is not for creating more trouble.
更不是要制造小集团。
And it's not for creating division.
那也不是去聊天。
And also it's not for just sit and chat.
也不是去开开玩笑。
Let's not go there for joking.
我们这个访问工作重要的就是要关心同领。
The visitation the purpose is to care about the members.
要去明了、啊、每一个家庭、啊、信徒他们的情况。
To understand the needs and situation of every individual family.
要坚定、啊、我们同领的品德信心。
To strengthen the faith.
要解决他们的困难。
And to solve their problem.
这是我们访问的目的。
That is the purpose of a visitation.
如果访、啊、不问
，If we just go there and we do not ask questions,
没有达到目的
，then the purpose cannot be achieved.
你访一定要问。
You go there, visit, and you need to ask.
我去啊、这个协助一个教会啊。
When I work, assist the work in the church.
去开啊、布道会。
And they were having an event.
接着就要灵音会。
And then following is the spiritual conversation.
白天呢、就是做探访工作。
At the daytime, I go to visit members.
那么有人说提议啊，某一个家庭很久没有来，要去看看他。
Someone suggested me to visit a certain family which they haven't come for service for a long time.
那么有人说不必了，那是浪费时间。
Someone said it's a waste of time to visit the family.
他已经十几年都没有来教会了。
Because they haven't come to church for more than a decade.
那我说不管如何，我们去看看。
I said no matter what, I'll go and see them.
那他是开了一个探华宴啊，探华。
They have a hair salon.
两个师傅，请了两个师傅。
They employ two hairdressers.
他的住家是在隔壁。
And his house is beside the shop.
哦，那我看他差不多三十多岁。
And he is about 30-some years old.
先生没有信主。
The husband was not a believer.
我就看了一下，我就问他：“你几个小孩啊？”
I asked him how many children do you have.
他说五个。
He said five. She said five.
说那老大几岁啊？
How old is the eldest one?
他说老大七岁。
He said 7 years old.
我说老二几岁啊？
How about the second one?
五岁。
And it's 5 years old.
说老三几岁啊？
How about the third one?
三岁。
Only 3 years old.
那老四呢？
About the fourth one.
三岁。
3 years old.
哇，双胞胎啊。
And they were twins.
那最小的当然一岁了。
And the youngest is only 1 year old.
一三五七啊。
1357.
五个孩子。
5 children.
我说哇，那你哪有办法去教会啊？
I said, how could you have time to go to church?
哇，你很伟大呢。
You are great.
你很辛苦嘞。
You are very hardworking.
哇，你要这五个孩子，你还要做这个工作。
You have to support the 5 children and if you do the work.
先生又没有信。
And your husband is not a believer.
你要到教会来非常困难。
It's very difficult for you to come to church.
哇，她眼泪一直哭掉下来。
And she start weeping.
还一直哭啊。
And she could not stop with weeping.
哇，我吓一跳，到底我讲错了。
I was afraid because I thought that maybe I said something wrong.
我这样讲让他哭啊。
I said something that made him cry, made her cry.
哭了一阵子。
And after a while,
他才讲。
And she said,
他说我搬来这边啊十几年了。
I've moved here for more than 10 years.
因为先生没有信主。
Because the husband is not a believer.
自从结婚以后啊。
Since I got married.
也遇到好多传道啦、教会的长职负责人来访问过。
And lots of preachers, elders, deacons, and board members to come to visit me.
没有一个了解我。
No one understand me.
现在终于遇到了你知道我的情况。
Now finally, you are the one who understand my situation.
所以我非常感动。
I am touched.
他说以前来访问的好多这个表现。
And in the past, when they come to visit me, they say lots of things.
他说第一种的。
The first point.
那么因为顾着计程车算时间的。
Someone come to visit her because they hire a tax, so they count the
time. 因为我一家只有我一个人信主。
And because I'm the only one believer in my family.
他都连下车都没有下车。
So I don't even get off the taxi.
那个窗户打开说，姐妹平安平安。
And it just...roll down the window and say, peace, peace, sister.
那他就出来打一个招呼，平安，平安。
And she'll come out of the shop and say, peace, peace.
难道我不平安怎么工作？
If I don't have no peace, how can I work?
那就车子就走了。
And they'll just go.
第二种的有下车。
The second type of visitor to her is they get off the car.
下来了。
And they get off.
下来是在我们那个骑楼那个柱子，这个骑楼的柱子讲几句话。
And I just have a few chat on the corridor.
没有五分钟。
Less than 5 minutes.
好，平安再见。
Okay, peace and see you later.
就去了。
And they'll go.
第三种的。
The third kind of visitor to her.
是访问汽水的。
And they'll come for drink.
我看到他们来啊，很高兴。
I'm very happy to see them to come here.
我请他们在客厅坐一下。
And I have them to sit down in the room.
附近去买了两瓶汽水。
And go to get the two bottles of pops.
汽水喝完了，一人一杯喝完了，再见，平安。
After drinking the pops, and they'll say, "Oh, peace, peace, and see you later."
So, 来访问汽水的。
So they come to visit the pop to drink.
没有问我什么。
They never ask me anything.
也不了解我什么。
They don't understand my situation.
他们来了，我很忙，就停下来，工作停下来，我还去准备了接待，结果呢，也没有达到什么。
I'm so busy when they come to visit me, and I stop my work and to treat them, but I gain nothing from them.
后来还有遇到一种访问的。
And another kind of visitor.
他拿的信徒名簿。
He bring the record book of the members.
看一看，您就是什么人吗？
哦、oh, ，you are so and so。
您信多久了
？How long have you believed？
然后从小就信了。
I said from young。
你多久没来教会啊
？How long have you go to church？
我很久了。
Oh, for a long time。
最近总会规定三年没有到教会要除名。
Recently, the General Assembly decided that if you haven't come to church for 3 years, your name will be removed。
哪有总会这样规定？
How can a GA have this kind of regulation?
访问随便讲。
They just say it carelessly.
吓唬他。
They just threaten her.
他哭了一个月，哭了一个月，眼泪都哭干了。
She wept for more than 1 month and she has no more tears to shed.
这样的访问对他有什么帮助？
What kind of good would that be for that visitation?
他讲这些给我听啊。
She said this to me.
我叹了一口气，唉。
As I,
因为访问的人都没有训练
because there was no training for the visitation group,
也不知道怎么做访问工作
they don't know how to do the work,
只有访问访问访也不问
they just go and visit and they never ask questions,
也没有了解这个啊，这只羊生什么病
they don't know what kind of sickness this sheep has,
他有困难你也没有替他解决
you don't solve the problem for her,
他只有说一个人洗礼你就是访问这个人而已
They just think she's the only one baptized, so I only visit her.
你只有关心她这个人。
You only care about her.
她还有丈夫，还有孩子啊。
She has husband, she has children.
都没有去关心。
Never show your concern for her.
所以我告诉她。
So told her.
你很困难。
I said, indeed, it's very
difficult. 在目前啊，你不可能去做礼拜。
And now it's very difficult for you to come to church.
一方面你有店，一方面有五个孩子，一方面这个先生没有信。
Because you have a shop and you have 5 kids and your husband is not a believer.
那不要哭了，你不要哭了。
Don't cry.
你的困难呢，主耶稣知道。
Jesus knows your difficulties.
好了，那因为我们联姻不大会，一年才两次。
Because the spiritual convocation is only held twice a year.
这个机会很难得。
It's a very precious chance.
我们会替你想办法。
We will try to think the solution for you.
帮助你到教会去。
Help you to come to church.
所以我们就想替他想办法，附近的信徒告诉他。
So we arrange some member who live in neighborhood to tell.
那个时候还有三轮车啊。
At that time there were three wheels vehicle.
就雇两部三轮车了。
So they hired 2 three-wheel vehicles.
五个小孩帮他就统统带来。
And they bring all the children to the church.
带来的时候。
And when they bring them.
小孩那么小。
Because the kids were so young.
那他只要看五个小孩哪有办法听到。
And because she has to take care of 5 kids, how can she listen to sermon?
你要替他解决这个困难。
So you have to solve the problem for her.
安排有人一个人给他替他帮看一个。
And arrange someone to babysit the kids.
让他安心的去听到
so that she can listen to the sermon concentrate
他很高兴
she was very happy
教会这么关心他
because the church concerned for her
这个困难解决了
so as the problem is solved
说不是只有一年来两次了
it is not just she come to church once or twice a year
因为有人帮忙他
because someone is willing to help
所以呢每个安息都来聚会
so she come to church every week since then
就这样挽回了这个信仰
and that is the way that this faith is saved
访问就是要解决困难
so for visitation is to solve the problem
你不问就不明了。
If you do not ask, you will not know the reason behind.
我们再看过啊，那么访问对象。
So the target of visitation.
你到底要访问谁啊
？Whom are you visiting?
啊
，Who to visit?
我们应该有一个定期、普遍、全体的访问。
We should have a systematic way of visit the whole group of members in a regular time period.
啊，这是定期的。
That is a regular systematic way.
也就是说，普遍性访问到底是一个月访问一遍，还是三个月访问一遍
？For example, general visitation. Do you do it once a month or once every 3 months?
这是定期访问。
That's a regular one.
行牧的访问。
It's a pastoral one.
但是特殊的就是那些啊比较软弱的啊。粗心的慕道人，那就是要加强去访问。
But for those who are weak, who are new believers, and we should visit them specially.
就是那些比较弱势的啊，这个啊，这个啊部分啊，这信徒。
That is those weak members.
哦，病人呐、啊，残障啊，孤儿寡妇呐、啊。
The sick, the handicapped, and the old and the widows and orphans.
试炼中的啦。
Those who in trials.
或者那些很久没有做礼拜的啦
Those who haven't come for service for a long time
或者那些家庭啊有旧婚问题的啦
Those whose family has problems
这种啊我们啊差不多啊一个礼拜最少要去一次
We should go to visit them at least once a week
这是加强啊访问
This will strengthen the visitation
那如果有外地来这里谋职啊就学的啦
For some who come from abroad toStay here for work or study.
或者到这边来军中服务的呢
Or serving the army in this location.、
那他们、啊、到这边来就没有亲戚、啊、我们就特别关心他、啊、加强去访问。
Because they do not have relatives here, so we should emphasize the visitation.、
所以、再来讲说那么谁可以去做访问工作
So who should go to visit other people?
不是每一个人要访问你就让他去。
It's not that someone want to go and you let them go.
要有啊经过啊这个职位开过的啊来筛选过。
And that members of visitation workers should be screened by the church board.
啊，不是说他有时间就可以了。
Doesn't mean that they have time and they can go.
当然访问要有时间。
Of course, you need to have time to visit members.
要那些有信心的。
But we have to choose those who have faith.
有信心才能够帮助人家有信心。
Because the faith, the member has faith can strengthen other people's faith.
那选那些有爱心的。
Choose the one has love.
有爱心的才是会造就人。
Because love can edify other people.
啊，才啊，这个会体贴人，会安慰人，鼓励人。
They can be considerate and encourage other people.
还要有。智慧的人
and those who have wisdom,
有见识的
those who have knowledge,
你对社会的常识、啊、对圣经的、这个啊、知识都要懂
the knowledge of this world and also the knowledge of the Bible
所以当你在访问的时候他才懂得怎么回答怎么造就怎么处理
and you know how to answer questions and solve situations、
还有这个比较健全的
And choose those who are godly.
什么是敬虔呢
What's godly mean?
重视祷告的人
Those who emphasize on prayer.
谨慎言行的人
Those who are careful in their speech and deeds.
话不会乱说话
They would not say careless words.
也不会传话
They would not pass gossip.
大部分呢访问呢就是说、啊、除了长老执事、啊、传道、啊、负责人以外
Other than elder deacon preachers orBoard members.
要再筛选一些、啊、信徒
We have to choose and screen some members
来担任
to join the visitation
group. 要去访问的 最少要两个人
So when you go to visit at least two should go together、
如果弟兄要去访问姊妹
If a brother is to go to visit a sister
最好要有姊妹一起去
So better a sister go with him to visit her、
那么如果弟兄 要去访问要访问单独的姊妹那个带的姊妹年龄稍微高一点的
for a member to visit a sister, young sister, that he should bring an older sister to go with her.
所以这个就是说不要引起人家的误会。
That is, we should not cause any misunderstanding.
那么这个访问要做工作要做得好。
The way to do the visitation well?
每一组的访问人不要超过五个四个最多四个最多。
The visitation group should not exceed the number of four.
两个到四个。
So, number of two to four.
这个理由第一就是人家接待方便。
The first point is for the convenience of those who receive you.
第二，坐车子四个人坐一部车子也刚刚好。
The second point, four persons can fit well in a car.
第三个
，the third point,
你人太多。
If too many people go there,
去访问的时候话会太多。
And your discussion or conversation will be too much.
主人要和你讲话。
And the host want to talk to you.
那不知道要怎么讲太多
You don't know how to talk because you're so many.
所以去访问的人有一个带领的人。
So there should be a group leader.
带领的人这一次来要看他谈的主题是什么。
What should be the main topic of this visitation?
他会发现要怎么来造就这一家庭。
He or she will know how to edify the family.
这个带领的人要讲话。
And the group leader should lead the conversation.
如果人太多会开小组会议他不会注意听
Because if we have too many people go there, there will be lots of small group discussion and she cannot.
所以两个到四个最多。
So from two to four, so.
不要太多人。
We should not have too many members.
那么这个工作要做得好。
For the work to be done well.
不但人员要筛选
Not only we should screen the members,
还要分层负责
and also we should delegate responsibilities,
要分期来负责
delegate responsibility according to regions
这方访问如果做得好这个我们做负责人就很轻松
If the visitation could be done well then the board member could have a lighter burden
因为这些访问人员呢家家户的一些问题他们已经替教会已经处理完了
Because the visitation group has solved lots of problems in each family.
不能处理的才提到负责人这边来
But only those problems you cannot solve, you hand it over to the board.
能够处理的他们就已经处理了
They can solve the problem, they will solve itself.
所以这些访问人员是代表教会来看他们来看顾他们
So those visitation group visit the member on the behalf of the church.
如果做得好呢圣工推动联系上很方便
If the visitation group is done well then the church work could prosper
大家对教会 有这个向心力
Everyone will like coming to church
那么到底这个一个区那么一个族要护起几个家庭
So talking about the group what is the optimal number of a family in that region?
我们就把教会分为几个区
So we should divide a church into different location or region.
比如说我们把它分五个区
For example, we divide a church into three districts.
那么五个区不一定每一区的人数一样
Not necessary that we have the same number for each district.
那不过呢，我们就尽量把它平均分了。
But we try to average.
有一种是依照我们的行政区分的。
Sometimes we divide it by administration.
有一种就是用我们信徒分布来分的。
And some is dividing according to the distribution of the member.
分布来分，你可以分第一区、第二区、第三区。
Allocation of the member, you can separate into the first group, the second group, and the third group.
那么行政区你就以这个行政的名称来分。
Or you can call it by administration region.
不是每一区最少最平最好是有十到二十家。
The optimal number of family in each region or district is 10 to 20 families.
两个到四个来负责。
And two to four.Person should be in charge.
那么大概一个月可以看他们一遍。
So they can visit them at least once a month.
那么如果这一个月呢看到一遍呢，那就是说一个月四个礼拜。
So for 4 weeks?
啊，一个礼拜看五个家庭。
For 1 week, they visit 5 families.
那一个月就看一遍，一个月可以看一遍。
They can visit them once a month.
啊，如果这当中有人生病到医院去
，In between, if someone is sick and they went to hospital,
或者家庭有事故
，or they have family problem,
我们在这个当中呢，我们再加强啊，去每个礼拜去。
We will have a special visitation.
好，那么这个每一族都是这样，每一族都是这样啊。
This same apply in every district.
有的比较多家，也比较少家。
Some have more families and some have less.
那么这一族就一个召集人啊。
And for one group, there's a group leader.
就是一个带领的人。
That is a leader of the group.
就小组啊，小组负责。
This is the person in charge of the small group.
这个全部啊，全部都没有有这么多组啊。这一个总召集人啊。
And he'll be working with the 5 small group leaders.
每一季啊，三个月，每一季。
Every 3 months.
召开一次的检讨会
，and have a review.
如果有必要的话，每个月召开最好。
If it is necessary, we can have the review every month.
每个月的月底最后这个一个礼拜
，last week of every month，
或者每个月的第一个礼拜
，or the first week of every month，
检讨上个月的工作情况
，to review the work that is done in the previous month。
啊，彼此交流，彼此交锋。
The views and opinion and experience.
比如这一组地区的这个主负责告诉拿出来说啊，我们这一组某某人已经搬到东区了。
For example, the group leader of the North region can tell the group that someone has moved to the Eastern region.
东区的呢，哦，某某人还搬到西区了。
Or someone in the East has moved to West.
资料交流。
They can exchange the information.
这样的信徒才不会流失。
So that the members will not be lost.
那么南区的说报告啊，我们这一期啊，哪两家搬到美国了
？And the southern region will report that maybe 2 families have moved to USA.
啊，最近搬来新的有啊，从沙巴来或从台湾来有几家
？Or now we have a few families from Sabah or Malaysia.
我们有地址有电话就啊交出来。
And we have the telephones and all the information.
这个。每一组合起来，资料合起来就成为一本访问年簿了。
And all the information, they made up a book of the record of visitation.
那么如果有问题，我们这一组就自己解决。
If there's a problem, the group try to solve it itself.
那如果说啊，问题解决不了，你就拿来开会讲。
If you cannot solve the problem, then they hand it on to the meeting.
那负责人，有的也参加这个访问里面的组
，and those person in charge they may be participating in the visitation group。
如果他因为时间的关系，他没有参加这个组员
，because of time constraint they may not be participating。
也没有关系
，that's okay。
哦，他开会每一季开会，他说每个月开会他一定要参加。
During the meeting of every review that he should participate。
那听了以后有困难，负责人开会。怎么去帮忙解决这个每一期的困难问题
？If there's any problem, then he will help to solve any problem and hand it to the church board.
如果这个访问人员呢，这个总召集人呢，他有责任
，the person in charge of all the groups, he has the responsibility.
他就常常听这五个召集小组的召集人呢报告。
He should always hear the reports from the 5 group leaders.
有时候呢，他就打电话啊打。一个礼拜打5通电话，给这个5个人呢，就知道抓住每一区的状况。
And he shall call the 5 group leaders at least once a week and to know the situation.
啊，比如说有的教会做得很好。
For example, some church has done it well.
一个人啊送医院去。
One person is delivered to the hospital.
很紧急，他欠这个血。
It's urgent and he needs a certain kind of blood.
需要这个血。
Certain blood type.
哇，要找谁啊？
And what they call him?
就马上联络这个召集人。
And they'll call the group leaders.
这里面这一组里面的发现，他这一期有一个这样的人，他马上的联络总召集人。
And he'll discover a certain member in his group had this blood type, and he'll call the
总召集人一通知其他的召集人， 调查你们区里面有没有这种血型的人。
And the leaders will share the information and tell them to find out who have this kind of blood type in your group.
有，
in your region,
马上就到了。
If they have it, then they can exchange.
这个在台湾的发生了。有好几个这样子。
They happened in Taiwan for a few times.
有的山地啊，很穷啊，突然间要买鞋，哪有钱啊？也买不到鞋啊。
Because in mountain area they were poor and they have no money to buy blood.
就这个，因为这个访问组织很健全，马上就救了他的生命。
So because of the well-built organization, so their life was saved.
如果说有人来访问
，So someone come to visit.
这个访问团来
，And they come to visit us.
事先没有告诉我们
，But they do not.
说要来我们这边
previous notice and they just
晚上要参加我们的礼拜
and they will come for tonight's service
刚好我们这边又没有聚会
and we have no service
他又见不到我们这个信徒
they will not see the members tonight
也是很简单
so it's easy
我们就通知这个总召集人
so we tell the chief leader
他就打电话给五个人
he'll call the five
他在五个人每一组他只要十通到二十通马上通知晚上就特别机会就轮着通通到了
so the group leader will tell all the family and next group and it's easy to call to communicate
在联系上很方便
call everyone to come to church for special service it's not easy
随时随地就能够解决
so the problem could be solved
问题
easily
信徒就不会流失掉
the member will not be lost
把握他们那个移动状况怎么样
and to have a good understanding of how the members are moving
所以说这个就是为了要教会每一个信徒照顾的做到
That is for the sake of taking care of each member in the church
那这个访问工作很重要
That is we should done the visitation
我到去年四月我到沙巴
Yeah, last April I went to 沙巴
到槟那邦在那边一个月还是神学院讲课
I spent 1 month lecturing the theological student there
有一个教务
It was a religious affair
告诉我
Told me
他说：“我最怕做访问工作。”
I afraid to do the visitation job.
他说：“为什么呢？”
I say why.
我哪有时间
？How do I have time?
一家去就访问两三个小时哎。
I go there visit one family and I spend 2 or 3 hours there.
我说：“为什么呢？”
I say why.
每一个晚上只有访问一家，还要去的时候要要查经，还要讲道，一个家庭一个晚上大概花2.5小时了。
He said because I have to go there to lead a Bible study and a sermon, so I have to spend at least 2 or 3 hours.
怎么会这样呢
？I said how come is this way?
这样人家讨厌吗
？People will hate you.
然后一下子访问2.5小时。
Who will go and visit a member for more than 2 hours?
他说他们有史以来访问就是这样啊。
He said it's the way it has been done.
那访问组他们就是这样做
The visitation group, they conduct the visitation this way.
后来我问传道。
And I asked the preacher later.
我说你们访问是这样的吗
？I asked him, is the way that you do visitation?
没有啊。
He said no.
我们不是这样啊。
It's not the way.
我们读神学院就是访问，就是去看看就是最多不要超过半个小时啊。
The way we are taught to do visitation is no more than 30 minutes in your visit.
我们按照我们所学的这样做啊。
We just apply what we learned.
所以有时候他不知道怎么做访问工作。
Sometimes he doesn't know how to do it.
后来我就告诉这个教会，然后不问我问传道不是这样做啊。
And later I talked to the RA and said the preacher did not say so.
后来他说，也许刚刚开始的时候，杨一恩长老他们去。
Maybe at the beginning when Elder John Yang, when he went there.
因为大家道理听很少。
Because they did not hear good, lots of teachings.
所以有时候很远来了就晚上在那边就做一个家庭礼拜。
Because he come from afar and this is a good opportunity so that they have family service.
代替访问。
And then to replace all the visitation.
以后他们以为这样叫做做访问。
And from then on, they think that this is so-called visitation.
所以呢，这里告诉我们访问到底时间要用多少。
So here tells us the suitable time for visitation.
如果有急事，我们就赶快去。
The duration of the visit. If it's urgent, then we should go as soon as possible.
大概你要去访问人家，你要稍微知道这个对象是什么样的。
You have to know about the person that you are going to visit.
是白天去摘还是晚上去摘
It is better to go on daytime or nighttime.
到底什么时候比较恰当对他们呢才不会影响
What is a convenient time to visit them and cause no trouble?
对他们比较方便
And more convenient to them.
最好我们用电话稍微先联络
It's better for us to contact through telephone first.
让人家有个心理准备。
So that they can have some preparation.
那么大概呢，我们访问了大概15分钟到30分钟。
So our visitation duration should be 50 to 30 minutes.
也不要耽误人家的时间太多。
We should not take too much time from them.
那如果说常常在做的时候呢，做这个访问呢，大概半个小时很过了。
If we have regular visit, then 30 minutes is more than enough.
这个就是说我们不要占人家的时间太多。
We should not take too much time.
那么要去访问的人的服装也要整齐。
And for the dressing code of those who visit other,
不过要这个服装整洁就好了，正派的。
Tidy and upright.
这个态度呢也要和蔼。
We should be gentle and approachable,
还要诚恳
and kind and sincere,
让人家感觉很亲切
so that people will see that it is easy for them to approach us.
有爱
and love,
有体贴有关心
be considerate,
不要像那个好像检查户口调查你三年不来就会除名了
do not be a police type or a censor and they say you don't come to church 3 years, I will remove your name.
表示我们是关心他们的。
Because we should show our concern.
那要出发以前呢，最好到大家集在一起祷告以后才出发。
And before we go, it's better for us to gather together and pray first.
因为这个工作都是神的工作，要神的带领。
Because this is the work of God, and we need God's guidance.
做这个访问呢，是一种带着使命。
That is, we go to visit with a commission.
所以如果不是神同工呢，我们就没有前边没有能力。
If God is not with us, we have no power, authority.
有时候你出去的时候呢，会遇到这个家庭刚好有人生病。
And sometimes when we go to visit and discover that someone is sick,
那你就要帮助祷告。
You have to help praying for them.
有时候呢，遇到的是有慕道者。
Sometimes you see some truth seeker.
邻居啦，亲戚朋友啊。
And the neighbor or the relative.
也要讲道。
And you have to.
有时候呢，遇到那些冷淡的和你辩论。
Sometimes the weak member want to argue with you.
故意的好问难。
And they will try to make trouble. Ask difficult questions.
那你又要也要这种能力，有这种智慧。
And you should be able to answer them wisely.
不知道遇到什么问题。
You don't know what you're going to expect.
有时候刚好遇到有换鬼的
，Sometimes someone possessed，
也要赶鬼
，And you need to cast out demons。
所以呢，你就是带着使命的
，So you go there with a sense of commission。
要祷告才出去
，And you have to pray before you go。
我访问呢，常常遇到这种事情。
When I go to visit, I always encounter this kind of situation。
有一次，到一个家
，Once I went to a family，
这个门开了。有开好像没有开，开了一点点。
The door is halfly open.
那么我和一个执事娘去。
So I went there with a deaconess.
叫门，好像没有人在。
Knock the door and no one answer.
又好像有声音。
It seems that there was some noise inside.
原来一个病，这个太太病在床上。
Because the wife is sick and on his on her bed.
我请这个执事娘把那门推开进去看看。
I tell the deaconess to open the door and to.
我在外边等到消息。
I stand outside and wait.
我才进去。
And then I went in.
原来就是说，她早上一大早的先生出门以后。
Because right after her husband,
她先生
去
做探工做那个木那个土炭土炭那个炭。
土炭
烧火柴那种炭
her husband is a miner
那么他在家里生病他先生也不在
she's sick at home
就是从大概七点到我们去看的是三个小时十点
from 7 in the morning to 10 in the morning
这三个小时他下痢30次下痢
下痢
拉肚子
she went to the toilet for more than 30 times.
人都没有力量啊。
She's so weak.
快要死了。
And she's dying.
都是水啊。水分都干了。
Who is coming?
我们看到这个情况呢，我们就赶快要把他送医院。
什么？she's dehydrating.
所以我们要赶快来送院，他说不要。
We're saying to send her to hospital and she was.
因为穷啊，穷人做工人怕花钱。
Because they she's afraid to spend money.
那个时候还没有建，没有保险。
At the time there were no healthcare system.
那没有的话，那怎么办？就祷告啊。
Oh, then we have no other way. We need to pray.
所以我们就帮助她祷告。
So we pray for her.
因为她不去医院啊。
Because she doesn't want to go to hospital.
那生命很危险呢、啊。
And her life is at risk.
所以我们要帮助她祷告。
So we have to pray for her.
祷告完了，我们啊就安慰他。
And after prayer,
你既然要靠神，你就要有信心。
Because you want to rely on God, you should have faith.
我们离开这个家庭，他说好了。
And we are leaving the home and say, she said yes.
他不再下痢了。
And she stopped the diarrhea.
那个晚上聚会，他就来见证了。
And that night she testified.
像这种情况啊，很常常会遇到的。
I always encounter this kind of situation.
另外一个家庭啊。
Another family.
去访问一个小孩，哎，今天怎么没有去上课啊
？I asked the child, said, "How come you do not go to school today?"
国小三年级。
It's a grade three.
这是那个肝炎啊，那个什么肝病啊，肝病。
The kids has a liver problem.
这个眼睛都黄啊。
And the eyes are kind of yellow.
啊、脸也黄起来。
And the face is yellow.
我问他有没有去看医生
？I asked him whether you go to see a doctor.
他说有啊。
He said yes.
又怎么又这么烫哇花热
But I said, how come you have high fever?
所以啊我们就帮助他祷告
Do we pray for him?
祷告完了
After the prayer.
那也从那一次就好了
And from then on, his sickness was healed.
明天就上课了
Next day, he went to school.
所以说我们这个访问啊很要紧
So the visitation is very important.
你没有去访问你没有办法发现他在生病。
If we do not go, and you will not know that they are sick.
你也没有办法马上啊解决的困难。
You will not be able to solve the problem immediately.
那这样，他得到体验，他会信心增加。
When they have the experience, their faith could be strengthened.
那么，这个就是说啊，如果说没有体验，那信心当然没有不能坚强起来。
If the faith do not have experience, then our spirituality could not grow.
那么到这个家里面呢
？So when we go to visit at the home，
你们先按电铃
，and then ring the bell first。
也不要按得太久啊
，do not press it for too long。
人家会讨厌
，because it's so annoying。
人家也会吓到
，and people will be scared。
你按了短短的按了一下，轻轻按一下
，so just press the button lightly。
你等一下，人家出来应门
，and wait for a while。For the people to
如果没有出来，然后再来按一下。
And if they do not come, and you press the button again.
按电铃也有学问呢。
So it's a technique to ring the bell.
那你要按了要，你要等到人家来开门。
You have to wait for persons to come out, open the door for you.
你不要站在那个门的很紧了，他又吓一跳啊。
You should not stand too close to the door, otherwise they'll be scared.
你要离开这个门的一个距离，才这样子才有礼貌。
Keep a suitable distance.
那你进到人家的家里面
，So when you go inside a home, the family, your house,
你不要只有一进去，只有在那个门站，只一直站在门那边。
Do not stand near the door.
不要站在人家要出入那个门的中间。
Do not stand right in front of the door.
你要考虑人家的这个家里面的这个。这个来往啊。
Depends on the situation, you should find a right spot to stand.
那你要找位置啊，坐下来。
Find a place to sit down.
要看看哪一个位置你适当的坐。
And find out where should you sit.
这个就是说一个礼貌上的。
Is appropriate manner.
进去呢，因为就是很熟，你也要客气一点。
Even though you are a good friend, you know them very well, but you have to be polite.
进到人家家里，不要东看西看，一直好像。这个警察来看看调查你家里是什么。
When you go inside a house, you should not just look around just like a police trying to find out what's wrong in the house.
这个主人有请你参观你才去。
If the master of the house invites you to have a look, then
每一个人的房间都有他的隐私权呐。
Don't forget to respect privacy of each
room. 没有人请你不要串人家的房间呢。
If you are not invited, please do not rush into person's room.
也许他都刚好早上 起得太晚了没有整理，你进去他很尴尬。
Maybe he or she forgot to tidy up her room in the morning, so she'll be so embarrassed when you go in.
刚好他一个礼拜整理一次，刚好太乱了没有整理，小孩子弄得乱七八糟，你进去他心里很不舒服。
Maybe she forgot to tidy up the room and she do it once a week, but she forgot and you go in to discover all the mess and that'll be not good.
所以我们要就是很熟啊，
Even though we are very
要注意。
Familiar with each other, but we should pay attention.
或者进去了不要开人家的冰箱。
We should not open the fridge.
因为很熟啊，因为很熟啊，会开人家的冰箱。
Because you're so familiar with them and you open the fridge.
有东西没有东西也尴尬。
No matter whether they have stuff in it.
有东西没有拿出来请你也不好意思啊。
If they have stuff and they are not going to entertain you and
没有东西太没有面子了，那么穷。
If there's nothing inside, you think that you lose
the
face because you're so poor.
就是混熟也不要有这种动作。
Even though you're very familiar with each other, but you should not.
那这个
conduct yourself this manner.
这个我们这个主负责小组这个负责啊，他就是开啊接触啊，他要让他先开口。
And the leader, the small group leader, should conduct.
如果传道啊负责人带我们去了啊，我们比较轻松，他们会先开口。
If the preacher or the board member go there, they will speak first.
当他们开口了
when they start the conversation,
我们要静静听。
And we listen quietly.
你不要他这个领带领的这个人呢讲话讲一句，你说插进去把他切断了。
Do not interrupt.
那这样子就没有办法。来访问达到目的。
Otherwise, so that the purpose could not be achieved.
有时候他正在和人家谈到。
Sometimes they were discussing the truth.
哦，有时候对方又问问题。
Sometimes they ask some questions.
如果这个带领的人在回答的时候，要找圣经节啦，突然间想不起来回答，那个时候你可以在旁边帮助他。告诉他记在哪里。
When the group leader trying to answer him for and finding trying to find a verse, and if he forgot, you can try to help him to find a verse.
啊，所以有时候在旁边做默祷工作。
And you can just pray in silence beside.
因为我们去啊一组啊，就是啊要达成这个访问呢啊这个意义那目的。
Because we go there as a group, and we should achieve the group the teamwork and its objective.
那么在谈的时候呢？
During the conversation,
你一定有一个主题，有一个目标。
We should have a goal and objective.
啊，针对问题啊，就是要来啊劝勉他。
We should focus on issues.
安慰他。
Admonish.
要教导。
To teach and instruct.
尽量要应用神的话。
And use the word of God.
或者提出。那个信仰的体验谈
，and also bring some experience of the faith。
那有时候呢，这个家庭发生了婆媳不和
，sometimes there was some trouble and conflicts between
或者兄弟啊
，brothers or daughters in law，
或者妯娌啊，什么啊发生，或者夫妻
，sons in law or couples。
有一个传道
，husband and wife， there was a preacher。
一个传道安息日聚会完了
，after the Sabbath service。
传道不知道这个一个执事跟执信啊已经冷战一个礼拜了。
The preacher did not know that the deacon and the deaconess was having a cold war for more than 1 week. He doesn't know.
他也就大家很熟嘛。
Because he was so familiar with
him. 安息日聚会完了，这个传道说：“哎，某某执事啊，到你家泡茶好了。”
And the preacher said, "Deacon, and I'll go to your home and."
当然，这个做丈夫的一定赶快说好啊。
Of course, the husband will say yes.
那么太太在那边听，那我要怎么办
？And the wife standing there.
一个礼拜没有讲话了，现在怎么办
？And she don't know what to do.
啊
，she doesn't know what.
那这个传道也不知道啊。
And the preacher did not know.
那做丈夫的好啊，走啊，走啊，走啊。
And the husband say, "Okay, yes, go."
啊，但是这个做太太就是有什么夫妻有什么这个不和睦不合作，这个时候也要表现的两个夫妻很恩爱啊。
Even though they were having a cold war, but they have to try to act like nothing happened.
让传道看不出来啊。
So that the preacher would not notice.
但是传道一看就知道了。
But the preacher look at them and
Notice immediately.
传道是看那个太太看一看笑一笑。
And the preacher smile at all to the wife.
传道说你笑，当然太太说传道笑什么啊
？The wife said, "What are smiling?"
传道说你知道我知道。
And you know I know.
太太讲了。
And the wife said,
你不要见怪了，我们刚好一个礼拜冷战了。
So please, forgive us because we were having a cold war.
不过感谢主了，你来了，我们结束了。
Thanks the Lord that you come and the cold war ends.
大家都有说有笑完了，过去不算了啊。
And everyone just talk and forget anything behind.
也不必再讲些什么了。
And no explanation is.
所以有时候呢，我们就是观察啊，有时候到了家里啊，一看就晓得。
So sometimes when you go to the family and you observe and you find the answer.
有一次去探望一个家庭。
One time I went to visit a family.
那么探望一个家庭就发现了。
And I discovered.
这个人平常的生活怎么样？
The life of that person.
你了解了，那你以后呢会帮助他长进。
And you can help him to build up his faith.
如果说你去访问了，他有问了问题，那你不会回答。
If during the visitation you are asked some problem and you do not know how to answer the questions,
那你不要乱答。
But please do not answer carelessly.
你不要像那个回答那个慕道者说哈利路亚，就哈哈大笑啊。
You should not answer the question of the truth seeker like the example I mentioned. Hallelujah means ha ha laugh.
你就懂就懂，不懂就不要讲。
Say what you know and.If you do not know, please do not say.
你可以告诉他。
You can explain.
这个问题我没有想过。
I never think of this question.
我再来请教然后我才来告诉你解答。
After I ask someone and I can come back and tell you.
没有关系。
It doesn't matter.
不懂就不懂，你就告诉我这个问题我回去查考看看。
If you don't know, just plainly admit it and go back and find out the answer.
那如果说这个访问完了
，And after the visitation，
我们最好呢叫大家一起祷告。
And we should lead a prayer。
当你在叫一起祷告，这个家庭每一眼你就看着有没有同心，有没有平常，有没有祷告，可以看得出来。
And through the prayer, you notice whether they used to pray together before。
我有一次到一个这个叫我去。协助联谊会。
One time I went to assist the spiritual convocation in a certain church.
那礼拜六晚上就是去做探望工作。
And Saturday night we went to visit members.
那个教务负责人。
The religious affair.
他都在我面前一直夸耀他这个孩子在大学里面当那个团契的契长领导的。
He has been boasting to me about his son who was a leader of campus fellowship.
表示说我当教务很适当我的孩子多么热心啊。
That is to try to prove himself is a right candidate for RA because his son is very fervent member.
当然我们如果听到这个替他高兴
Of course, we are glad to hear that.
信仰保障。
Because they have a good faith.
那么巧那个晚上呢他孩子刚好从大学回家了。
And that night his son's come back home.For a holiday from school, from college.
他骑摩托车。
And she riding a bicycle. He was riding a bicycle.
戴个安全帽。
A helmet.
那刚好他回来，我们在客厅。
And she just arrived at the dining at the family room.
他爸爸就说这位是某某传道，这位是某某长老。
And his father said, "Oh, this is elder, and this is preacher."
连打一个招呼都不要。
The son did not even.Address us.
连哈利路亚也没有。
Didn't even say Hallelujah.
连点点头也没有。
Did not signal us.
白眼一下就走了。
Just look at us and go.
我们也当作现在的新人类大概这样啊。
We just try to explain ourselves that is so-called new generation of the youth.
我心里就想。
And in my heart, I think.
当一个团契的基督徒，难道就是这样吗？
This is so-called a leader of campus fellowship.
好了，没有关系了。
Oh, it's okay.
等一下，我们就访问结束要祷告了。
And after the visitation, we try to conclude with a prayer.
他没有来祷告。
He did not join a prayer.
他也不是在房间。
He was not in the room.
他坐在那个要上那个二楼中间那个楼梯就抱着那个 那个安全帽在看。
He was sitting on a stair and with his helmet and staring at us.
我们就知道这个父亲呢、啊，啊，这个对儿子的这个教育，这个家庭教育信仰到底怎么样，就差不多可以了解一下。
From this, we understand what kind of religious education that is given from his father to the son.
所以你没有进到这个家，你没有遇到这种事情，你不了解。听他说，说得很美。
Because if you do not go into his family, you never notice what is the truth because you hear the good sides of a story.
好了，啊，俗语有一句话讲。
This is a saying.
家家户户有一本难念的经。
Every family has its own difficulties.
啊，又有一句话讲。
Another saying.
啊，一个碗啊，啊，盖着。盖着都是，那闽南话我会讲这个国语，不讲是白菜哈。一个一对大碗拢看起来白菜的啊，就是说一个碗呐、啊，盖起来里面就是虚空的了，外面看好像里面有东西，其实打开没有什么啊。
Well, the bowl is upside down, and it appears that there's something inside, but actually it's empty.
就是你没有进到那家庭去看看、去探访，是不知道。啊，这个啊，他们的需求，他们的啊，这个困难啊，解决问题在哪里
？That is, if you do not go inside the family, and you never find out what is their problem and situation.
好，我们休息。
Let's take a break.